SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting several Republican senators rally to support President Trump after a tense Oval Office meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
Speaking with reporters, South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says President Trump reacted properly to Vladimir Zelensky being disrespectful.
Somebody asked me, am I embarrassed about Trump? I have never been more proud of the president. I was very proud of J.D. Vance, standing up for our country.
Other GOP senators who voiced clear support for Trump shortly after the interaction on social media included Florida Senator Rick Scott, Kansas Senator Roger Marshall, Missouri Senators Josh Hawley and Eric Schmidt, and West Virginia Senator Jim Justice. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A former Biden staffer says his 2024 campaign was gaslighting the public with denials about the president's age and declining mental health. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
The admission comes from Michael LaRosa, who served as press secretary for Jill Biden in 2021 and 2022. Throughout the campaign, polling consistently showed many American voters had serious doubts about Biden's mental ability to serve another 4 years. LaRosa says by consistently denying that polling, the campaign was, in his words, demeaning to a lot of the people. Bob Agnew reporting.
Consumer prices inched lower last month, but consumer spending dropped more.
Government says inflation edged a tenth of a point lower last month compared to December. 2.5% in January. It's getting closer to the Fed's 2% target. At the same time, consumer spending fell 0.2% last month from December.
Correspondent Rich Thomason says the monthly decline in consumer spending was the most since February 2021. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 601 points, the Nasdaq rose 302. This is SRN News. Scotland's new buffer zone law is sparking international condemnation.
The legislation bans all pro-life demonstrations within 200 meters of any abortion clinic, and that includes silent prayer. But what if you're inside your house, which is within 200 meters of a clinic, and you pray there? That is also a violation. As one Scottish lawmaker suggested, that prayer in your home might offend somebody who is, quote, passing by the window. Vice President J.D. Vance and other pro-lifers around the world are blasting the Scottish law. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
South Carolina lawmakers are working on a bill that would let parents spend taxpayer money on private school tuition, including Christian and other religious schools. Looming on the horizon is a potential legal showdown over the legislation. The General Assembly passed a similar bill in 2023 that the state Supreme Court struck down. This is SRN News. Wall Street rallies to close out the month. We hear more on today's market activity from correspondent Damian Troisi reporting from New York City.
Wall Street closed a dreary February on a brighter note as U.S. stock indexes rallied Friday. The S&P 500 jumped 1.6%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 1.4%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 1.6%. Every major index still closed out the month with a loss. NVIDIA jumped to recover a chunk of its steep loss from Thursday, which helped lift the market. Treasury yields held relatively steady after a report said the rate of inflation eased a bit last month. But the report also said that U.S. consumers cut back on their spending. Damian Troisi, New York.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.